Hey guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of technology, but also the safety of technology, and how you parents at home can keep your children, your families, safe with technology and from technology. Today I've got with me Jacqueline Smith-Levitt from the I Keep Safe organization, and she's going to be giving us some tips, some advice about how we can have a positive experience with technology by being proactive and having that balance with it as well, and understanding that, yes, technology is important, but we also need to balance our lives out a little bit. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, you're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is... Is that all right?
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is...
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of... Wait, no, daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to...
Mormon Channel Daily.
Did that sound good?
Jacqueline, thank you so much for being here today. We're so excited to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself first.
I became involved in this issue. I have five children, but it was when my husband was in public service. And in 2000, as part of a state initiative, we began working with digital safety. It became very clear that this is a subject that parents need to be proactive on, and both parents need to be engaged with. We offer through I Keep Safe, the Internet Keep Safe Coalition, which I chair. We offer resources and we help to work with other organizations and research to make clear digital trends and the risks that are out there, along with the many benefits.
Yeah.
And that's what we always give a positive message about technology, because it is just incredible. But particularly, parents have the life skills to guide their children so that they will use it and become healthy, resilient digital citizens.
Great, great. A question that I do have is, how have you seen, you said you started in 2000, how have you seen a change in technology as far as behavior, you know, with us and how we behave with technology from then to now? How has that changed?
Well, it's ever changing. That's why we must be aware, and when I say educate ourselves as parents, I mean understand what those particular challenges are that our children are facing.
Yeah.
Now, parents often say, oh, they know so much, and they do.
Yeah.
But parents truly have those life skills to teach them how to be safe, and that is a very important aspect. At I Keep Safe, we have three, we call them the three keeps for parents, and I'll share those. They are keep communicating, keep current, and keep checking. And just to elaborate on those, if you keep communicating with your children, you've opened up a channel so that they will be willing to share.
Right.
And that way, it's easy for you to share, and if they have a problem, you've already started a conversation so they can come to you. And the next is keep current, and that is that the devices, as we have just mentioned, always changing, new platforms.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep current with the capability of our children's devices, then we understand what they're able to connect with, and we can be proactive in helping to prepare them, but also not getting them that 24/7 connected device too early.
Right.
There are many ways to use technology. And as I said, we always encourage those. But if you keep current, which is the second keep, then you know what they are capable of doing with technology. Then the third is keep checking, because their digital activity is ongoing and you should explain that to them. Be very open. We've provided you with these tools and you can use them in productive ways. But we're going to keep checking because we have family guidelines. You can share what those are, how they might be a time frame. We always encourage a time limit so that they know there's a certain amount of time and it can't consume all their day and all of their free time or activities. So those three for parents to remember is keep communicating. You must start that young. open those channels up, keep current with the capability of their devices, and keep checking. And they might say, you don't trust me. Yeah. Well, just say, I know the capability of technology, and we want to make sure that it isn't overriding the rules in our home.
Right. I like that you mentioned to keep current, because I remember just growing up, my mother is terrible with technology. And didn't even know how to turn on a computer, you know? And that was a big issue in our family, especially because she didn't understand exactly what you said, the dangers that can be found in technology. Mm-hmm. And so she was very trusting, maybe in a sense that she shouldn't have been, with my siblings and stuff, and came across, you know, a couple of issues. So I love that you said that. Parents, I know sometimes technology, you think, oh my gosh, technology, there's a new iPhone or a new iPad, whatever. But it's important that you keep current and that you know what your children are doing and how to do it as well. There are so many online concerns for families. So how can you address those concerns at home and with your children?
At iKeepSafe, we have evergreen principles. And there is an acronym called Be a Pro. And it doesn't matter what issue, online issue you're discussing with your child, these apply. And there are six pillars. Call them the six pillars of technology, whether you're talking about choosing healthy content or cyberbullying. These give you a framework, a foundation to talk about those issues. And I will mention those, and I think that you'll be able to display a visual on the screen to help remind parents.
Yes.
They also can go to our website, because we use these to guide parents' instruction. And they are... The B is for balance, balancing online and offline use of technology. So important. And then the second is ethical use, understanding the consequences of what you do online, both what you see and what you share. Those two are actually parents' two top concerns, cyber balance and healthy content choices.
Yeah.
Research both, well, in states and across the nation, and they should be. So if you remember balance and ethical use, those are two pillars. And to go on, privacy, and we'll talk a little bit more about privacy, but it's protecting personal information. And you want to maintain that privacy, particularly with your children. Then relationships, for the R in Be a Pro, there are two R's, relationships and reputation. And it helps to discuss these, because they're able to keep healthy relationships if they are using, in a positive way, digital devices. Reputation, building a positive online reputation, because think before you post, what you put there lasts forever.
Exactly.
And they want to be able to feel good. And we've had feel good about, say, even 3 years down the road, what they have posted. We know many stories how that's impacted jobs and even scholarships. And then the last is online security. You want to secure your equipment, your hardware and software from the risks that are there.
Right, right.
So be a pro. That's what, in fact, that can even be put up by your computer space, but just basic, these help with basic rules or basic use and parameters. The parameters, we love technology, but this says not everything you can connect with is going to be healthy and positive.
Right.
So be a pro and help your children to use those six pillars in deciding when they are on their making choices that they're healthy when they're on their digital devices.
Great. And if you have a hard time remembering the words that she mentioned, we'll have them below in the description for parents for you to take a look at. iKeepSafe Coalition has a specific focus on privacy. And so tell us, why is privacy so important?
Excellent question. The education sector is just catching up now with the fact that parents and all of us need to know that every time a child goes online, their personal information is being connected. Their digital habits are being tracked. Yeah. And so with personal information being mined, there have to be protections. And there are two sets of federal laws, but they are just being enforced now. One is the buying of products for children, and the other is through the Department of Education, so that in schools, when ed tech products are used, parents and the school community can know that the child's information is not being given out to third parties, that they can't locate the child, all of those things that data mining can provide. That information is not something about your child that you want out there.
Right, yeah.
And so iKeepSafe does. We have been certified by the federal government as a safe harbor, and we do assessments of EdTech products, and those are essential. It's not enough for an EdTech company to have a privacy policy because it's stated, but they have to follow the aspects that the federal government has outlined that demonstrate they do protect all aspects of children's data. So that's why iKeepSafe is providing data compliance certificates and assessments. And as I mentioned, the education sector is really just catching up with the health sector and financial sector with the regulations that are in place. And so we always encourage school districts to use assurance and make absolutely clear that this EdTech product is going to protect children's data. I would like to add some resources for families.
Yeah, please.
That would be at iKeepSafe.org. We have some Faux Pas the Techno Cat books. Now, Faux Pas was a state cat that lived in the governor's office and helped to teach children internet safety. Well, there are 5 Faux Pas books, and you can go online on our website and you can get those, each one addressing a different issue, from cyber balance to the last one that was just completed within the last year, which is called Faux Pas and a Time to Act, Making Healthy Digital Choices.
Okay.
And it teaches, for young elementary, so it's a good starting place for a conversation. And ACT, when it says the title Faux Pas and a Time to ACT, is what they think about when they see something that is uncomfortable, disturbing, that they're curious about, they don't understand. They might even call it confusing. That's another word that youth use. But ACT means alert your mind. This is unhealthy content. That's A, alert your mind. C is close the lid. T, tell a parent or trusted adult. And if they think of the word ACT, they know how to keep their internet experiences and choices healthy.
Great. I love that. I think so many times parents think, oh, my child's never going to see that, or my child's never going to come across, such and such. But like you said, the internet is so wide. Don't say never. And so the best thing that you can do is educate your child and let them know what to do if that happens.
Yes. Your point is so important. So many parents contact us saying, my child was 8. We had a child who was in kindergarten, shown hardcore porn at a friend's home. And one that was cyberbullied in 7th grade.
Yeah.
And you have to expect that things are going to come across to them that are not positive. And if they know when they see something confusing, something they don't feel right about, that they come to you, and they come to you every time, and you say, thank you for, you remembered ACT. We remember ACT in our home.
Yeah.
Alert your mind, close the lid, tell a parent or trusted adult. And that's what Faux Pas the Techno Cat learns. He's in the governor's office when Faux Pas gets some messages that are very rude and unsettling. So parents have to be ready to be proactive. And Faux Pas didn't know what to do, but Faux Pas learns about ACT and exactly when you see things like that every time, how you can respond so that your experience online and their experience online is positive.
Right.
And I will say, along with iKeepSafe.org, where we have resources for parents, children, community leaders, faith groups, we have partnered with a new effort, I should say a new resource from Google. They asked us to help to create the Internet Awesome. And you'll put that below so they can see. But what's wonderful about Be Internet Awesome. And if they just, a parent can even put that in and Google search it, and it'll it will come across. Right. Yes. What's so fun is these are games and activities for children. So they are learning in a fun way. And that's what Faux Pas the Technocat does. This is a serious subject, but we can approach it in a very calm and enlightening way.
Definitely.
And so both those two websites have great resources, ikeepsafe.org and then Be Internet Awesome. And those are new and those are fun.
And that's beinternetawesome.org or Be Internet Awesome.
Be Internet Awesome actually .withgoogle.com. But if they just put in their search engine Be Internet Awesome, they'll see down below where they can click. But we were very pleased that Google helped to fund this so it could be created. They actually, not just them, Yelp and other tech companies have come under criticism because they are learning as well as we are how careful you have to be with data. And there are lawsuits going on. And as I said, education is just, the education sector is just catching up. And parents are catching up with what these amazing tools can do.
Yeah.
And so this was a combined effort with Google, fun games, and then a lot of resources for community leaders on ikeepsafe.org.
That's amazing. Parents, if you're looking to educate yourself, you know, if you're not the most tech savvy person, or if you want to learn more about the importance of being technology savvy, go visit ikeepsafe.org. Go search Be Internet Awesome. Educate yourselves and have your kids with you. Have your children with you. You guys can learn about it together.
And I will just remind those three keeps, keep communicating. That's what you're saying, Nicole, is the power of communication. If you just have an open conversation, they know so much. I mean, I'm often asking one of my children who are now adults how to do it, and they show me. But when it comes to being safe online, I know a great deal. And if you just keep those lines of communication open, so you keep communicating with them, keep current with what their digital devices can do, and then keep checking, that's a safety guard for you and for them. They get very curious, particularly during teenage years, and you'd need to have talks with them and say, okay, we noticed this, and this is against our family rules. Let me tell you why. And because this is a conversation that goes on and on. You start when they're very young, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, and you can start with these faux pas books, but you continue to talk about it, and they build on that base, but they'll, of course, come times when they test the limits.
Yeah.
And parents need to just keep open and keep communicating.
I love that. Keep communicating. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for being here today, for educating us, you know, for educating me. Please remember, you guys, we've provided the links below where you can go visit, as well as the images and the different acronyms that you can teach your children as well. Thanks so much for tuning in today to Mormon Channel Daily, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow.